Dear friends, welcome. I am Father Bill O'Neill. I have been working with our Jesuit Refugee Service in East Africa for the past year. I am delighted to be back in the parish. I will be here for some months. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves her life loses it, and whoever hates her life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be. One of my closest friends, a brother Jesuit, Daryl, was an artist. He taught me to see, to understand little by little modern art. I grew up in a Norman Rockwell family. He taught me to see Rothko, Matisse, Kandinsky, to see not merely the figure, but the texture, the line, the hue. Look, he said, and look again. See what has always been there, but what you fail to see. Look, look again. Dear friends, our gospel today invites us to see, to look, and to look again. For we see our world depicted in the incessant clamor of the media, a world of violence and casual slaughter, war, rumors of war in Gaza, Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, the violence that marks our world, the grain that dies, dies daily in the killing fields, in the refugee camps. As some of you may know, I recently returned from my service with our Jesuit Refugee Service in East Africa. Several months ago, I was in the settlements in Adjumani, Uganda, and then in Maban, South Sudan, near the border. 8 million persons have been forcibly displaced in Sudan in the last 3 months, many becoming refugees in neighboring countries like South Sudan, already the world's poorest country. One evening in Maban, I saw truck after truck of refugees, mostly young women and children, brought to the reception center after an arduous 7-hour trek. Covered with dust, the children were too tired even to cry. Yet one little girl looked up at me and simply said, "Thank you." I saw the seed dying for the children, for families who had lost everything, for youth whose dreams, they said, have died. Look, and that is what we see, the suffering, the passion of our world. But look again. Look and see the little girl whom I will not forget. Look and see God's beauty, the image of God even under the sign of its negation. Look and look again. For the seed is dying the grain of wheat, but in the midst of dying, there is still life, still beauty. And the beauty claims us. We must do what we can, however small and seemingly insignificant, to let life be, to feed the hungry, to shelter the stranger. And we may, I know I do, often feel like Isaiah, "Lord, I have struggled in vain, spent my strength for nothing and vanity." Yet look and look again. For surely, says Isaiah, "my cause is with the Lord, my reward with my God." In the words of Jeremiah, in our first reading this Sunday, we see the promise of restoration, of a new covenant, for I will be their God, and they, you, will be my people. And that is the hope, hoping against hope, that sustains many of the refugee families I have come to know. They cherish the beauty of their children. They cannot afford the luxury of despair. Look, and look again. Jesus, our reading from Hebrews, tells us, knew our loud cries and tears, was no stranger to our suffering. And in the gospel, we hear Jesus' words, "When I am lifted up, I will draw everyone to myself." And the words are Johannine irony. The same word in Greek signifies crucifixion, being lifted up, and resurrection in the Father's love. They are not merely two separate events, but aspects of the one reality. If we have eyes to see the grain that dies and in dying produces much fruit, and we are the fruit if we have eyes to see. Dear friends, cross and resurrection, loss and love. They are interwoven in our lives, yours and mine. Matthew 25 reminds us that we labor, giving hospitality to the unknowing, the least, often seeing little fruit. But all the while, it is God who labors in us. For what we do for these least, we do to him. All the while, it is God who offers hospitality, a place at the heavenly banquet. Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We do not labor in vain. My friend, the artist Daryl, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis early in his Jesuit life. Little by little, everything was taken from him. First, after ordination, he was confined to a wheelchair. Then he could no longer use his arms or hands to paint. So friends placed a brush in his mouth, and he painted a beautiful series of the Psalms and Ignatius's exercises. And then this too was lost. We would read together about Rothko in the last days. At his funeral, I preached and recalled a letter he had written years earlier to his sister. All my life, he said, I wanted to be a painter, but now I am the paint. Many said how tragic a life, how much was lost, taken from him. Yes, but look and look again. God made of him something beautiful, a sign for many suffering from disability, of beauty under the sign of its negation. Look and look again. Amen.